It may not be the fantasy all football fans are seeking.
The Chicago Bears could destroy my legs, though. Let me explain. For this entire Bears season, I'm going to put my legs on the line. For every game, if the Bears lose, I'll run a mile for every single point they lose by right after the game.
Chase Bandelic is a gym owner, personal trainer, and ultramarathoner.
Towards the end of the game, every point matters. Like, when they went for it on fourth and goal versus kicking the field goal, that's an extra 4 miles that I have to run.
He has put his destiny in the hands of the Chicago Bears, sharing it all on social media.
I always post before the game, giving an overview of what the game's going to be, who they're playing, and asking people to drop their score predictions. So by putting that video out first, it's me committing to what I'm going to do, which is doing this run after the game.
And in 2025, it's been a lot of miles in the first two games of this young NFL season.
The Bears started heading in a not so great direction. So this season so far, the Bears played the Vikings. They had a lead early in the game, and they ended up losing by 3 points, which led to 3 miles. And then they just played the Lions, and they lost by 31 points, which led to running 31 miles. So they're currently 0-2.
Yep, Chicago's NFL rival from the Motor City bested the Bears by more than 30 points.
Last week, Chase Bandelic documented the ups and, well, mostly downs from the Chicago Bears fans' perspective.
As of now, I'd have to run 31 miles. Bears finally score again, 45-21. Lions score 52-21. Bears lose by 31. Let's run these 31 miles.
So that loss sent the 29-year-old Illinois native on a run longer than a marathon.
Definitely gets you thinking, like, oh man, like, how bad could this get? Like, how far am I have to run today? Then also I was thinking, like, my Sunday is definitely gone for the rest of the day because I'm going to be running the rest of the night.
And that's mile 31. It is 10:05 p.m. right now, and I might just sleep until next week's game.
That would be the matchup this Sunday with the Dallas Cowboys, who only have one game in the win column this season.
An opportunity for the last place Bears to turn their season around and a chance for Chase to take a Sunday off.
I feel like the Cowboys are a similar team to the Bears. We're still trying to figure out an identity. Culture takes time, and the Bears have had a lot of coaches, and it takes time to change the direction of a team. So I feel very confident they'll turn around. I don't know when that'll happen, but I feel confident they'll be able to start putting on some wins.
Odds makers online are forecasting a Cowboys win. What's Bandelic's prediction?
I'm going to say it's two really good offenses. I'm going to say Bears 35, Cowboys 20-28.
That would be cause for celebration for all Bears fans, especially those not needing to run after the game.